Update on the migrant crisis. I think that y'all are going to find this one interesting. First and foremost, all of the ones that was storming the border, all those 200 that apparently got arrested, they got an update on those. And then they saying that they got an update on all of the migrants, the hundreds of thousands of migrants that's been flown to Texas and Florida under your nose, according to the Biden administration. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's roll.
A big update on the migrants arrested after storming the border and pummeling National Guard troops on the way, as more than 220 of them are now charged with inciting a riot. Overnight, Governor Abbott reacting, tweeting in part, quote, ICE confirmed it is getting custody of all those charged with rushing the border and will start deportation proceedings against them. Awesome. Send them and we'll send them back. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Chuck DeVore is Vice President of the Texas Public Policy Foundation, joins us now. Chuck, what was the problem on Easter? They didn't like the paperwork, so they were threatening to let them out on their own recognizance?
Well, evidently, the paperwork wasn't processed quickly enough for the liking of the judge, which, of course, is a principle in U.S. jurisprudence, right? But you would have expected that the district attorney's deputy DAs would have worked over Easter to process the paperwork to meet the judge's requirement. So, yeah, we almost had a pretty big slip up here with a bunch of people getting away.
All right, good. So let's hope it ends up working out. El Paso County Court of Migrants returned to ICE custody, obtained by the New York Post. Quote, all individuals allegedly involved in the March 21st border breach and federal detainers filed by Immigration and Customs Enforcement to have them returned to custody once released from state custody. All right, good. So next, in New Orleans, they start talking again about SB4 and deliberating on whether Texas can do this on their own border. What is the time frame? How many days of arguments will we see? When can we find out if you guys can implement this law?
Well, a very complex case, a lot of back and forth, of course, in the Fifth Circuit. I'd imagine you're going to see something definitive within a month. And of course, it will be immediately appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And who knows whether or not there's going to be a final determination before the election in November. The bottom line is that Texas is asserting traditional powers that states have, state sovereignty to protect the health and welfare of their citizens. And so Governor Greg Abbott is merely doing what governors have done in the past.
Shout out to Greg Abbott. I realize that governors have more power than we gave them credit for compared to the president and Congress members, so on and so forth. Once the pandemic hit, you started to see different governors exert so much power over their state. And in my opinion, those were the people that truly influenced what was going on in the election. Let me say that again. The people that was running your state are the ones that ultimately influenced what happened in the last election. It wasn't the storm into the Capitol. It wasn't the pandemic itself. It wasn't George Floyd and Black Lives Matters. It wasn't the messages that was being promoted on social media as a result of you don't vote for me, you're not black. It wasn't any of that. I think what really happened, in my personal opinion, is that what really influenced the last election was how you were communicated to and all of the residual effects and the distractions that was happening during the pandemic. And you've seen a lot of governors bend over backwards, do what they do, influence how things was going to happen inside of their state. Some states shut down. And they aligned across party lines when it came to doing the thing that was in the best interest of the people. They didn't do the thing that was in the best interest of the people. They did the thing that was meaningful to the election. And they stayed in solidarity across party lines. Texas was largely rocking out. Florida was rocking out. I wound up moving to Florida for like 3 or 4 months during the pandemic itself. And I think that it impacted things. It influenced things. It impacted things. And then it swayed how people felt because people vote based off of their emotions. And it's no different right here. When you seen Greg Abbott say, hey, listen, I don't care what you're doing. This is what we're doing over here in Texas in order to protect our borders because you're leaving our borders wide open. In a way, it kind of superseded what was happening on a national scale. Meanwhile, Fox News is also reporting on what details is being revealed lately about the secret flights and the migrants that was happening over here, the migrant crisis that was happening over here in this country.
Major update on the Biden administration's secret migrant flights. Brand new analysis showing the previously undisclosed cities where the White House flew in 386,000 illegal immigrants from unknown countries.
Okay. You got to ask yourself this question. I know that y'all riding with Biden. I know that every time I drop something even remotely political as far as what our culture is like and then related back to what's happening on the political spectrum on the Anton Daniels channel, that I see people that's in my comments that say, well, Trump still ain't gonna win and it's all about Biden. We got to get Biden back in office. I'm telling you, I see black people. I see white people. I see people of all creeds and colors come to the defense and they say, hey, man, we got to get Biden in office a second time. Really a fourth time. First Obama administration, Biden been running he one of the greatest politicians of all time, right? Here's my question. And I don't tell people how they should vote or why they should vote because everybody got a different reason. What I am telling people to do is to question everything because we are free thinkers over here, right? How do you fly in and why do you fly in 376,000 migrants from overseas into different cities? California, Texas, Florida. What is that? That's not Tennessee. What is that? Indiana, Indianapolis. How does this happen? How does this work? I'm looking at this for the first time the same way that you guys are. So let's let it play and let's see what's going on. And again, take it with a grain of salt because I like to compare and contrast from different broadcasts and different channels in order to try to solve for what's going on. But unfortunately, there are no other channels that are talking about this as far as the CNNs and the MSNBCs. They're not talking about this. They're not having a conversation about migrants being flown in allegedly from other countries to the tune of almost 400,000 of them into the country and then into all of these different states. They're not talking about that, right? And so I only have one source to reference for this. And so in this case, and again, I want you guys to take it with a grain of salt because they may be far conservative and then this other channel may be really liberal. So we got to take this with a grain of salt and take it into consideration. But let's talk about it.
This all happening between October of 2022 and this past February. 326,000 of them went through Miami. Second on the list is Houston. No secret that Governors Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott are two of President Biden's biggest critics. Florida Congressman Corey Mills joins me now. Congressman, 90% of illegal migrants flown by President Biden in this secret flight issue thing that Biden did were to Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott states. Is that merely a coincidence?
Wait. So you're telling me 90% of everybody that he flew into the country, he flew them into Florida and Texas? That's crazy. That's crazy. I have my thoughts. I know what I think. I'm trying to understand what you guys think. Because guess what? The migrant crisis is not something that's still popular to talk about. It came and it went, just like every other thing that y'all get outraged about. And I don't really see anybody else really talking about it. It's a few people. I'm giving them their credit. But I don't see any individual content creators talking about the migrant crisis anymore. We've been covering it for well over, what, two and a half years at this point? I know your car. I'm looking at it. We've been covering it. I looked at the Baltimore elections. I did a little bit of research when they was calling him the diversity, equity, inclusion mayor. And I looked at it and they said that the majority of the people that voted, which was wild because Baltimore historically has a low voter turnout rate, was over 100,000 mail-in ballots. I was like, so you're telling me nobody actually votes and everybody voted by mail-in ballot, huh? That's weird. So you're telling me the majority of the votes that came in Baltimore were mail-in ballots? So as everybody continues to fall off because they only want to talk about Diddy, or they only want to talk about Young Miami, or they only want to talk about Jalen Green and Drea, we're going to keep our foot on their neck and we're going to keep talking about the things that's meaningful because this is a big deal. And everybody got their head in the sand based off of how they vote instead of being objective enough to actually call it what it is. This is not a popular topic to talk about right now because it's not It's not in the news. It's not in the know. It's not trending right now. But we're going to talk about it.
Well, not at all, Todd. And you know all too well that this is an attempt to retaliate against red states. You know, the governor here in Florida, as well as for in Texas, have continued to bus those to the sanctuary cities who claim that they want to have the immigrants that are coming into their cities, but yet they want to complain about them like Mayor Adams has done. Look, what we know so far from the investigator Benzman from the Center of Immigration Studies is that approximately 326,000 has come on what they're calling a humanitarian parole program. As you pointed out, from around October of 22 to February of 23, there's around 326,000 that we know of. He also stated, though, in his investigation that he had no cooperation with CBP or others to actually give him the real numbers. That means that when we're talking every single month, when we're saying 200,000 have crossed the border in this month, 175,000 in this month, that's not including this humanitarian parole program that Biden has set up to illegally go ahead and bring more criminal migrants from Honduras, from Venezuela, from Guatemala. And these are the countries who are dumping their prisons. And so you look at this, Todd, and you say, how is it that we have thousands and thousands of these angel families like Lake and Riley, or like our own Florida State Representative, Keon Michaels, who basically also lost her son after being killed by a man who was deported three times. And so this is a real humanitarian, national security, and health crisis that is plaguing America, and Biden is doing this unconstitutionally into the state of Florida.
Yeah, I had trouble saying the phrase humanitarian parole just because it doesn't seem very humanitarian to the individuals.
Well, it's laughable.
Like Lake and Riley and her family. But is this just payback, or is there something more going on here? Because if I'm Joe Biden, and I don't know, maybe I want to change the makeup of an electorate, I funnel in 326,000 new voters who potentially are indebted to the Democratic Party to a state like Florida, where Governor DeSantis is crushing it in terms of winning elections lately, state level.
Well, and not to mention the fact that these individuals that are coming in are actually being counted into our consensus statements. So when you're doing these consensus surveys and you're trying to determine what area has a high dense population for a representative, it's also modifying our maps when we actually are looking at elections. So even if you're saying that they don't count towards actually going into elections, they do count in the redistricting of making sure that you have certain population densities that are represented in each individual state and each individual district. And so this is absolutely intentional. This is the replacement theory by the Biden administration. You have 70 to 100,000 who die of fentanyl poisoning every single year. You've got angel families that are continuing to accumulate. This is an absolute violation of our sovereignty, and it's unconstitutional, and he should be impeached for this. And I hope that the Senate will take up and take seriously the impeachment articles that we have presented from the House that Speaker Johnson has now passed over to ensure that Mayorkas is not only impeached, but that we can go up the chain from there for those who are truly responsible, which is Joe Biden. Because I can tell you, Todd, as you know, this did not occur under President Trump.
Thank you.
So essentially, because nobody has ever provided an explanation, and I'm assuming that the White House always makes sure that whoever it is that can ask questions, they have to be very, very careful, and they have to play nice in order to be able to get back in and ask more questions. Nobody has ever explained to me. I have done extensive research to try to understand it. Nobody has explained to me how 326,000, almost 400,000, between 326 and 376, migrants was just flown into the country and then dropped off 90% of them over in Florida and Texas. Nobody has ever explained that to me. I've done research. I try to make sure that I don't do too much research because I don't want to be researched. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has ever explained to me why this was a thing, how this happened, what agreements was going on, and why this makes sense. Nobody. Nobody got an explanation at all. Eric, you got an explanation for me? Nobody. Nobody can explain that to me. Eric, help me to understand why that makes sense. Eric Daniels in the chat. Shout out to my guy, Eric Daniels. I rock with him. Can you explain to me why they would fly over 376,000 migrants into the country personally and what the costs were to taxpayers in order to do that? Anybody find Eric? Eric, did Eric leave all of a sudden just after, right before I started talking about this? No? Okay, Eric, I guess you decided that you didn't want to give us any TU. What is TU? We gonna let Eric off the hook. Eric is a good guy. He just don't have no explanation for us.